跟接着我们下午的聚会，我们继续来学习有关祷告的道理。
Thank God that in this afternoon we will continue to study about prayer.
祷告虽然是最基本的道理。
Even though prayer seems like the most basic doctrine.
但是也是一种属灵的奥秘。
It is also a spiritual mystery.
因为神应许要赐给我们福分呢，说是超过所求所想的。
Because God has promised to bless us that surpasses our understanding.
雅各说啊，全备的恩赐啊，美好的赏赐啊，都从神那里来的。
And in James it is said that all that is great and all that is good is from God.
所以希伯来书的作者说，我们来到神的面前。
So the author of Hebrews has said that we have come before God.
我们要信有神。
And we need to believe that there is God.
相信神的存在，神的能力。
And believe in the existence and ability of God.
也要相信了，神会赐福给那些寻求他的人。
And believe that God will bestow blessings upon those who search for Him.
所以一切美善的福分是从神那里来的。
So that all the great blessings are from God.
所以我们相信神。
So we believe in God.
相信神有能力。
We believe that God has the power.
但是要进一步来求告他。
But we need to go one step further and call upon Him.
因为神是要赐福给那些寻求他的人。
Because God is going to bestow blessings upon those who search for Him.
所以祷告就是我们向神祈求，去寻求他。
So prayer is a way for us to ask God and to search and seek Him.
因为神有很多很多的应许。
Because God has many promises.
应许给我们很多很多的福分。
He has promises many blessings.
因为神是信实的神，神他答应的事情他不会后悔的。
Because God is a faithful God, so whatever He has promised, He will not regret.
我们祈祷就是把我们的所伸出来领受神的赏赐。
When we are praying, we are opening our arms to accept the blessings from God.
所以祷告是我们要领受神的赏赐的先决条件。
So prayer is a prerequisite for us to accept these blessings from God.
我们来约翰福音第四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章第十节。
John chapter 4 verse 10.
四章第十节。
Chapter 4 verse 10.
耶稣回答说你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁你必找求他他也必找给了你活水有一个撒玛利亚妇人出来打水
There was a Samaritan woman who came out to search for water
主耶稣特别经过那里又向他要水
Jesus was passing by, so he asked her for water.
因为主耶稣是要把恩典赐给她。
But Jesus actually wanted to give gifts to her.
因为这个妇人在罪恶当中生活得不到平安。
This woman was living in sin, and her life did not have peace.
虽然她是一个撒玛利亚妇人。
Even though she was a Samaritan woman.
本来跟犹太人是不来往的。
And Samaritans do not have communication with Jesus.
主耶稣他是全能的神
But Lord Jesus is the Almighty God.
他不只是要做犹太人的神，也要做全人类的神。
He is not only going to be the God of the Jews, but he will be the God of all people.
所以他的恩赐是要赐给所有的万人。
So he will give gifts to the multitudes of the world.
耶稣接着说请你给我水喝。
And so Jesus had said, give me a drink.
那个妇人就觉得很好奇，你是犹太人，你怎么向我要水？
And the Samaritan woman was curious because you are a Jew, so why would you want a drink from me?
主耶稣说，你如果知道神的恩赐，就是神把很多的恩惠要赐给人。
And Jesus had replied that if you knew the gift of God, which is to say that God would like to give a great gift.
而且你如果认识现在跟你讲话说要把水要跟你要水的人这个人是谁
And if you knew who it is who says to you give me a drink.
你知道他有很多的恩赐要赐给人的
And if you knew that he has many gifts that he would like to give people.
所以你如果认识他你会向他要求
So that if you know him you would ask him.
他也会把活水赐给你。
And he would give you the living water.
因为你每天啊来这里拿水，这个水喝了以后还会再渴。
Because every day when you come to draw water here, after you have drank it, then you will still become thirsty.
啊，渴了以后还要再拿水喝。
After you are thirsty, you have to draw the water again.
因为世界上的水啊，没有办法真正让我们止渴。
Because the water in this world cannot truly quench our thirst.
属物质的东西啊，没有办法让我们真正得饱足。
Material things cannot truly fulfill us.
但是主耶稣要给我们的是属灵生命的活水。
But what Lord Jesus offers is the spiritual living water.
是永远的福气啊，全备的赏赐。
It is an eternal blessing and it is complete.
啊，真正啊，才能够让我们呢、啊，今生来世得到双重的福分。
And only through this, then we can enjoy blessings in this present life and in the eternal life.
所以我们如果认识啊，那个是生命的活水给我们的是谁
？So if we know who it is who gives us this living water,
我们也认识他，要给我们的福气是何等的浩大。
If we know how great and his gift is that he would like to give us,
然后我们就要深知啊，我们祷告的说啊，来领受他的祝福。
Then we need to open our arms in prayer and to receive that blessing.
雅各书第四章里面说，为什么你们得不到？
In James chapter 4, it was asking why is it that we are not able to receive?
因为你们不求。
Because you do not ask.
啊，为什么有的求了以后得不到？因为妄求。
And why is it that some who have asked do not receive? It is because they ask the wrong way.
所以主耶稣应许说啊，你求就给你。
So Jesus has promised that if you ask, then you it shall be given to
you. 你叩门就给你开门。
If you knock, then the door shall be opened.
你要寻找就能够让你寻见。
If you seek, then you shall find.
父母亲都会把好东西给儿女。
A parent will always give the best things to their children.
啊，天父也是一样，会把最宝贵的东西啊，赐给求的人。
The same for the Heavenly Father who will give the best to his children.
所以祷告的第二个目的啊，就是向神求问，啊，向神祈求。
So the second purpose of prayer is to ask, ask of God.
事实上，我们有很多的东西啊，我们要祷告，要去求。
There are actually many things that we have to pray and ask for.
第一个可以为我们生活上的需要来祷告。
The first is that we can pray for our needs in our life.
看看马太福音第六章。
So again, Matthew chapter 6.
十一节。
Verse 11.
马太福音六章十一节。
Matthew 6:11.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。这主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
This is Jesus teaching us how to pray.
那这个祷告文当然分几个部分呢、啊？先求有关属灵的事情。
Of course, it is divided into several sections in the prayer. First, that you have to pray for the spiritual
things. 然后祷告祈求我们生活当中的需要。
And then we pray for the needs that we need in life.
所以求神把我们每天啊需用的饮食赐给我们。
So we ask God to give us this day our daily bread.
那生活是一个很现实的问题。
Life is a realistic problem.
我们啊每天啊都要有很多的开销。
Every day we have to spend a lot.
啊，为着让我们生活啊能够安定。
In order for us to have a comfortable life.
所以我们必须要生活上的一些需要。
So there are certain needs in life.
啊，当然主耶稣说啊，你如果先求神国神义啊，生活当中所需要，神会赏赐。
And Lord Jesus said that if you ask first of His kingdom and of Him, then you will also receive the blessings.
当然，这个不是说不必为我们生活上的需要祷告。
This is of course not to say that we do not need to pray for our daily needs.
而是祷告的一个先后顺序。
But that there's a certain order, in our prayer.
而事实上，生活上的需要，啊，是可以祷告的。
We can actually pray for our daily needs.
以色列人在旷野当中啊，他们没有耕种收成。
In the, for the Israelites who are in the wilderness, they are not able to reap much crops.
啊，他们跟摩西说啊，你把我们带到野地来，要没有东西吃，要让我们都饿死吗
？So they told Moses that you have brought us through the wilderness, but would you like us to starve to death?
然后来摩西就祷告神。
And so Moses prayed to God.
神说啊，我要从天上把那个你们祖先所不认识的食物赐给你们。
And so God has said that I will send down the food that these people do not understand.
所以他们每天呢、啊、就出去捡玛拿， 让他们度过四十年的饥荒，
四
十年旷野的生活。
These people were able to survive in the wilderness for 40 years from eating manna.
所以在旷野的地方，什么食物都没有，神都可以从天上降下食物来。
So even in a place like the wilderness where there is no food, God can still send food from heaven.
哦，我们看到说，古时候神就是这样在照顾他的百姓。
We could see that in the ancient times, this was how God took care of His people.
以撒在基拉尔的地方啊，腓力士地在那边啊居住。
When Isaac was in a place where Philistines were living.
啊，碰到了大饥荒啊，他想要逃走。
And there was a great famine, so he wanted to escape.
神说啊，你在这个地方耕种。
But God said that just continue to.
我会看顾你，会祝福去给你。
I will watch over and bless you.
他就乖乖在那里耕种。
So he stayed there and raised his crops.
结果神就祝福给他，让他有百倍的收成。
And then God blessed him so that he had profits of 100-fold.
So, 所以他一下子就富足起来了。
And all of a sudden he became wealthy.
所以圣经里面说，让人贫穷，让人富足，让人尊贵，让人卑贱，都是在神。
So in the Bible it is written that for a man to be wealthy or poor,or high or low in status, it is all because of God.
我们有时候遇到一些不景气的环境。
Sometimes if we see an environment where the economy is not good,
很多人的工作就失掉了。
There are many people who lose their jobs.
有时候生活就发生困难了。
And sometimes your life will encounter difficulties.
在这样的环境之下，我们更应当靠神。
Especially under these kinds of circumstances when we need to rely on God.
真的神会看顾我们的生活。
Because truly God will watch over our life.
十几年前我还在东部的时候。
More than 10 years ago when I was still in East Coast.
那个时候黄世明传道他还没有出来当传道。
At that time, Pastor Steve Huang was not yet a pastor.
我本来刚来的时候他是在纽约。
When I first came, he was living in New York.
虽然还在读研究所但是也在教会里面当总务负责人。
He was still studying graduate school, but he was also the general affairs council member in church.
我在教会住了十个月。
And I had lived and stayed over at the church for
10 months. 他们就在教会的附近几条巷子。
And he was living just a few blocks away from church.
所以我常常晚上没有聚会的时候就跑到他们家。
So a lot of times if there weren't service at church and I would go visit his house.
他们那个时候有三个负责人都住在一起，都住在附近。
At the time, three of the council members had lived very close to each other.
所以就晚上就跟他们一起祷告。
So at night we would pray together.
后来他们三个毕业了以后通通到纽泽西这边工作，但后来有的又到加州去。
And then after they had graduated, they had come to New Jersey to work or moved to California.
我是说那时候有一些童工他们真的很好。
At the time, there were some holy workers who were truly very good.
教会里面的草啦、环境都是他们在整理。
And for the grass or the environments in the church, they were all taken care of.
后来黄传道当伊丽莎白教会的总务。
And then when Pastor Hong became the general,
我看他都是最早来、最晚走。
Member at Elizabeth Church, and I always saw that he was the earliest to arrive and the last to leave.
有一个晚上，我去他们家家庭聚会。
One night, I went to his house for family service.
聚会完以后他把我找到房间里面。
After the service had ended, and he asked me to go to a room.
他说：“传道帮忙祷告我被 lay off 了。”
He said, "Pastor, please help pray for me because I've been laid off from my job."
因为那个时候他还没当传道，他在一个电脑公司里面上班。
At the time, he was not yet a pastor, and he was working in a computer company.
那个公司把他派到一个药厂。
The company had sent him to a pharmaceutical place.
因为他们公司本身不稳定，后来就裁掉了一些人。
Because the company was in an unstable situation, so they had to lay off some people.
有一天他去上班。
And one day when he went to work,
很早就回来。
He came home very early.
提着大包小包，东西都搬回家。
He carried many different things, and he had brought all of his belongings back home.
他太太就说：“你怎么这么早回来？怎么带这么东西做什么？”
So then his wife had said, "Why are you home so early, and why are you bringing all these things?"
其实他是被 lay off 了。
So he said that was because I had been
laid off. 没有工作了。
I do not have a job anymore.
那个时候，那孩子都很小
At the time, his children were still
very
young.
他们住在 Parsippany， 要刚买房子。
And they lived in Parsippany, where they had recently purchased a house.
他的爸爸妈妈、他的岳父岳母，通通住在他们家。
And his parents and his parents-in-law were all living there.
全家就靠他一个人收入。
And the entire family relied on his own income.
啊，突然间啊，工作没有了，什么都发生困难了。
And all of a sudden, now that he's lost his job, then everything in life has become more difficult.
啊，我跟他祷告完以后，我就安慰他说，主耶稣会看顾的啦。
After I finished praying with him, then I told him that God will watch over.
啊，他跟我讲啊。
And he told me.
他说祷告的时候，他有一种体会。
He said that in his prayer, he felt experience.
神说不会让那个义人的后裔逃患。
He said that God would not let the descendants of righteous men to become beggars.
这是诗篇里面的话哈。
This is in the Psalms.
他说啊，我爸爸虽然不是什么大义人呐。
He said that even though my father was not a great righteous man,
但他是一个老老实实在敬畏神的人。
But he was an honest man who feared God.
哦。很守本分的人
and he kept himself in
front of the rules. 我想啊，神会看顾我的啦。
And I think that God will take care of me.
后来他心里比较安定啊，他就跟家人讲。
So then, when he felt better in his heart, then he told his family.
啊，我们去度假。
Let's go on a vacation.
所以他就把那个全家人啊，用一个一个面啊，大家载在车上啊，就去度假三天。
So their entire family went to a van and went on a three-day vacation.
啊，然后回来
，and came back。
回来的时候，突然间又接到公司的电话。
When they came back, he suddenly received a phone call from the company.
哦，我们裁员了，裁错了啦，你再回来上班啦。
We actually made a mistake in laying off some employees, so you can come back to work.
啊，就不是裁错了啦。
It was actually not that they had laid off the wrong.
因为他在药厂上班嘛。
Because he was working in a pharmaceutical company.
啊，药厂说啊，你把我们工作人员把他裁掉了，我们有些事情啊没有办法做啊。
And it was actually that the company now that they've laid off some people and they were not able to have some tasks completed.
你再回他，让他回来两个月啦。
So you
我们付薪水。
You need to let this employee back and we will pay them for a 2 month salary.
哦，啊，他就回去上班啦。他知道说他工作有问题。
So he went back to work, but he did realize that there were certain problems.
所以那个时候就开始找。
So at the time, he began to look around.
啊，后来就是那个药厂就直接找他，不必透过那个以前的公司啦。
So then, the pharmaceutical company then decided to just look for him and not look in other companies.
啊，结果啊，一进去以后啊，那个薪水就加了很多啊。
And then, as soon as he went back to work, then his salary
他就体会到说啊，神的看顾啊，真的是不一样。
So he could truly experience that it is very different when God is taking care of you.
所以在困难当中啊，要晓得靠神。
So in difficulties, you need to know to rely on God.
哦，神会看顾我们的生活。
God will watch over our life.
所以我们遇到什么困难的事情，我们可以求告他。
So whatever difficulty we face, we can call upon him.
啊，尤其这个工作的机会啊，啊，工作的恩赐能力啊，得厚才的力量是神给你的。
Especially our job opportunities or our skills that we need for our jobs are all given by God.
所以我们可以为着我们的生活需要来祷告神。
So we can pray for our daily needs in life.
啊，有时候我们也会遇到病痛啊。
And sometimes you might encounter illness.
我们看雅各书第五章。
Let's look at James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章
James chapter
5 13节
Verse 13
雅各书五章十三节
James 5:13
你们中间有受苦的呢他就该祷告有喜乐的呢他就该歌颂十四节
14
你们中间有病了的呢他就该请教会的长老来他们可以奉主的名用油抹他为他祷告十五节
15.
出于信心的祈祷要救那病人主必叫他起来他就犯了罪也必蒙赦免这里讲到说有时候我们在受苦当中
This says that sometimes if we are suffering
有时候遇到了病痛
If we become sick,
那我们就要祷告求神怜悯帮助。
Then we need to pray and ask God for His mercy and help.
他说出于信心的祷告啊，神要医治拯救那个病人。
and it is written that the prayer of faith will save the sick.
如果他有什么过患啊，向神认罪悔改，神也要赦免他。
So if he has committed sins, then God will forgive him.
所以为着病痛啊，祷告很重要。
It is very important for us to pray if we become ill.
所以圣经里面谈到有一个叫做亚撒王。
And in the Bible, it is written that there is a king,
Asa. 这个亚撒王本来也是一个好王啊。
And King Asa was a good king.
但是他到晚年的时候啊，就有一些软弱。
But when he had become old in his age, he became weak.
不像他年轻的时候信心那么好。
It was not like in his youth when he had a good faith.
他说有一次啊，他犯了病啊，说脚有毛病。
And one time he had this illness where there was something wrong with his foot.
圣经里面说啊，他主求医生啊，不晓得祷告神。
The Bible has said that he only calls upon doctors but not asking God.
后来神啊，就让他就离世了。
So then God allowed him to pass away.
这个不是说我们不可以看医生。
This is not to say that we cannot go to doctors.
而是说啊，我们不能够光求医生啊。
But that we cannot only go to doctors.
因为医生也是人，医生的能力也是有限。
Because doctors are also humans and their abilities are also limited.
如果不是神借着医生来帮助我们的话，有时候啊，如果只是医生靠他的能力啊，有时候没有办法真正让我们病痛得医治的。
If it is not God using the doctors to help heal us, then there are times when the doctors themselves cannot help us at all.
但是有时候很困难，很困难的疾病。
But there are some illnesses where they are very difficult to heal.
有时候医生啊都觉得他没有能力了。
There are times when even doctors will feel that it is hopeless.
但是我们祷告神，神就会透过医生的手来医治你。
But if we pray to God, then God can use the hands of the doctors to heal us.
这一个很明显的例子，就像那个多伦多教会的那个陈才仁弟兄啊，现在是教会的执事。
A very clear example is a brother from Toronto Church who is now a deacon.
我认识他，我看到他的时候是在温哥华。
When I saw him, he was in Vancouver.
他们在开会的时候，他去参加。
And when they had a meeting, he went to attend.
那个时候他已经没有办法吃东西。
At the time, he was not able to intake food, and his face
was
very pale.
一讲话就冒冷汗。
He was very weak even when speaking, and he would have cold
sweats. 因为他那个胃癌啊，发作很厉害。
Because he had a very severe cancer.
东西吃下去就吐出来。
And anything that he would eat, then he would throw back up.
所以很瘦啊，瘦得38公斤啊，几磅。
So he was
40乘了大概80磅左右吧，哈。
So he was so thin that he was about 70 to 80 pounds.
哦，我们一般正常人大概都至少要150磅嘛，男人。
The average man is perhaps at least 150 pounds.
哦，只剩下80磅左右啊。
And he was
so
thin and frail that he was only about 80 pounds.
回到多伦多以后啊。
When he was back in
Toronto,
he went to the hospital.
医生啊，说要给他开刀。
The doctor said that he wants to perform an operation.
但是那个手术啊，很危险呐，很没有希望。
But the surgery had a very high risk, and it was pretty much hopeless.
医生跟他讲说，像你这样啊，很可能啊，会死在那个手术台上。
And the doctor has said that for someone like you, it is possible that you would die.
医生是跟他讲，又跟他的家人明讲的。
And the doctor had clearly said this to the family.
但是没有其他的方法。
But there is no other way.
后来就跟他动手术。
So then they still performed the surgery.
那医生后来讲说啊，他好像在那个森林里面，很大的森林里面找路一样。
And the doctor said that it was as if he was in a very large forest and trying to look for a path.
那他觉得说有一个手啊，扶着这个医生的手啊，在帮他开刀哎。
And he felt like there was this hand that he could not see that was holding his hands while he was performing the surgery.
后来是把胃里面那个整个胃都拿掉了。
And then they had pretty much taken out the entire liver.
有的其他的一个好像脾脏还有其他的器官也拿掉了。
And they even took out some of the other organs such as the pancreas.
把那个肠子啊，好像把它接起来。
And they then connected the intestines.
在医生来讲啊，大概活不了多久的。
For the doctors, you think that this man does not have long to live.
但是感谢主啊，那开完刀以后到现在十几年了，很健康啊。
But thank God, after the surgery, and now more than 10 years later, he is still healthy.
啊，来跟我们的神学生啊一起受训呢。
And he came to attend.
人家吃什么，他就跟着吃什么哎。
And whatever the other students, other people were eating, then he would eat the same.
而且他的胃口不会比别人差哎，都吃的比别人多哎。
His appetite might be better than average people.
啊，所以这是一个奇迹哎。
So this is a miracle.
在人来看呢、啊、是没有办法活下去的。
From a man's point of view, it is impossible for this man to live.
但是生命在神的手中，神要让人活就可以活下去。
But our lives are in God's hand, and if God wills it, then the person can live.
他说这个执事啊，他在见证。
So when this deacon testified,
他说感谢主啦，神让他活下来很大的恩典。
He said that thank God that it is a great blessing that God has allowed him to live.
但是他觉得更大的恩典哦。
But he thinks that a greater blessing.
就是在那个要手术之前呢，他一点都不着急。
Was that before the surgery, he was not anxious at all?
医生说啊，你上手术台会死掉，我有可能啊死掉。
The doctor had blankly told him that.
那他说啊，他心灵上很平安，一点都不着急。
Into surgery, he might just die in the surgery, but he is not nervous or anxious at all.
啊，这是一种属灵上的平安。
And this is a spiritual peace.
所以真的生命在神手里。
So truly, life is in God's hands.
西西家王啊。得了必死的病。
King Hezekiah had a fatal illness.
先知跟他讲说，神说啊，你这个病啊，一定会死掉啊，所以你有什么要交代的话，就讲清楚。
The prophets had told him that God has decided that he will surely die because of this illness, and he should take care of his matters before.
西家王啊，他说脸就朝向那个墙边。
And then King Hezekiah had turned his face towards the wall.
又痛痛哭泣神，祷告神。
And he cried out to God and he prayed.
先走一出去呀、啊，还没有走掉啊，神说你回去。
And before the prophets had even left, then God had said, "Just return."
你告诉他，我要增加他15年的寿命。
Tell King Hezekiah that I would like to add on 15 years to his life.
啊，他在3天以后，他就可以下床。
And 3 days later, then he can leave.
神还给他一个证据。
And God even gave evidence.
真的，神就给他多活15年。
And truly, God allowed him to live for 15 more years.
哦，我们有时候啊，有些弟兄姊妹啊，病痛很重。
There are times when we have some brothers and sisters who are very ill.
啊，有的时候祷告神啊，你再给我10年、15年呐、啊。
And if they pray to God, God, please give me 10 or 15 more years.
我跟他讲说，你最好不要讲说10年、15年，因为很快就到。
I would tell them, please don't pray for a certain number because
你就求神
哦，
那你活下来就好了。
Sooner than you think, and just ask God to let you live.
啊，当然，如果回天家也很好，没有错了。但是神如果要我们活啊，我们也有很多啊报答神恩典的机会嘛，哦。
It is good to go to heaven, but of course, if God wants us to live, then there are still opportunities for us to serve Him.
啊，所以啊，有时候病痛当中可以祷告神。
So there are times, and if you become ill, then you can pray to God.
我想到哈、哦，我爸爸42岁生重病。
I remember that my father, when he was 42 years old, had a serious illness.
三个医生都说他会死掉。
There were 3 doctors who said that he would die.
因为他昏迷啦，没有昏迷啦，不省人事了。
Because he was unconscious.
但是感谢主啊，教会的弟兄姊妹来祷告，啊，他不只是醒过来，还得圣灵，看异象，看天国。
And thank God that the brothers and sisters had prayed for him, and not only did he regain his consciousness, but he received the Holy Spirit and he saw a vision.
啊，他的病好了，很健康。
He was healed from his illness and he was healthy.
啊，主耶稣先给他加倍啊，不只是加倍啊，他42岁啊，他那个时候一到88岁。
Lord Jesus not only added on just a few years to his life, but he lived till he was 88.
啊，到了88岁的时候又生重病。
But then when he was 88 years old again, he had a great illness.
啊，要生病之前他又看了异象，又看天国。
And again, before he had this illness, and he saw a vision.
啊，那个生病的时候也是很严重。
When he was ill, it was very severe.
因为胃啊里面长东西又穿孔。
There were things and holes in the liver.
啊，东西都跑出来了。
There were things spilling out.
啊，腹膜发炎呢、啊。
There is also an infection.
啊，在一般来讲，这个生命根本就没有办法保住的。
In a typical sense, it is nearly impossible to sustain this life.
然后我哥哥跟那个医生讲说， 你就照你的能力， 我们祷告神啊， 看神怎么安排。
So my older brother had told the doctor that you can do to the best of your abilities and we will just pray to God.
医生把他的胃啊， 割掉5分之4， 剩下1/5。
The doctor had cut off his liver to the point that there is only 1/5 of the liver left.
结果啊， 1个多月啊， 就康复出院。
And then more than a month later, then he is able to
get out of the hospital.
And Lord Jesus allowed him to live for 10 more years. And without a day apart.
这10年当中又让他健康，身体很健康。
And throughout these 10 years, he was also very healthy.
所以这个也是神给他多出来的，又多了10年， 一直到98岁。
This is 10 more years that he could live and he and until he was 98 years old.
所以我们的神啊， 真是很奇妙， 恩典很丰盛的神。
So truly our God is very miraculous and he is very abundant with his grace.
所以我们可以为我们的生活， 为我们的健康啊， 来祷告神。
So we can pray for our daily needs and for our health.
我们要为教会的圣工祷告。
We also need to pray for the holy work in the church.
保罗说啊， 第一件事情就是为万人的得救祷告。
Paul said that the first thing to pray for is for the salvation of the world.
因为神的救恩啊， 是要来拯救世上的万人。
Because God's salvation is to save the world.
因为神愿意人人都有机会啊， 能够听到道理， 明白神的救恩啊， 来得救。
Because God would like the entire world to be able to hear of his salvation and come to believe
in him. 所以我们要求神啊， 打开这个恩， 真道的恩门。
So we need to ask God to open this gate.
说这个门啊， 如果打开了， 就没有人能够阻挡。
Because once this gate is open, there is no one who can fight it.
还求神啊， 赏赐那个信道的门。
And also ask God to open the gate for people to believe.
一个人啊， 要来到主面前啊， 要听到道理， 要明白啊， 就是要有神的灵感动他。
For a person to come to God and to listen to his word and to believe, it is all for God to open his heart.
神让他有体会， 让他摸到神， 他就会留下来。
It is all because of God's spirit that was able to touch him and to allow him to
speak. 所以我们要求神啊， 开福音的恩门。
So we need to ask God to open that gate of the gospel.
也要求神啊， 能够开信道的门。
And ask God to open the gate for people to believe in the word.
能够吸引更多的人啊， 来到神的面前。
So that more people can be attracted and come before God.
好像启示录里面有一个教会叫做腓拉铁菲教会。
Like a church in the Revelations, the Philadelphia church.
这个民族啊， 就跟我们的费城教会啊， 英文上是完全一样嘛。
And in English, this is the same as the Philadelphia church that we have.
那圣经里面这个腓拉铁菲教会啊， 说他们坚守神的道。
And in Revelations, it is written that the Philadelphia church has been holding fast to God's word.
他们高举神的名。
And they exalted the name of God.
所以神就把他们的恩门啊， 打开了。
So that God has opened their gate.
所以福音的门你打开啊， 没有人可以阻挡。
Once the gate of the gospel has been opened, there is no one who could stop it.
所以本来有一些人啊， 他们是抵挡教会的。
There were some who were like antichrist.
但是神把他们带来啊， 说乖乖的在神的面前， 在那里下拜。
But God has even brought those people before him and before the gate to bow down to it.
所以本来是要抵挡破坏教会的， 反而现在变成传福音的人了。
So that these people at first wanted to resist and fight against the church, but now they are also preaching the gospel.
这就是神开了这个传道的门。
This is for God to preach, to open the gate for people
to preach. 其实保罗本身就是这样。
And Paul himself was like this.
使徒时代刚开始传道理的时候， 保罗年轻啊， 他有权柄。
In the beginning of the apostolic times, Paul was young and he had much authority.
他本来也是很虔诚在拜神的。
He was also very zealous in worshiping God.
但他不认识耶稣啊， 所以听到人家在拜另外一个神。
But because he did not know Jesus, so if he heard other people were worshiping what seemed like a
different God, 所以他就破坏教会， 把一些信徒啊， 抓来就下监啊， 鞭打。
He would persecute the church and arrest people who believed in Jesus.
所以斯提凡被打死的时候啊， 保罗也在那里呢。
And it was written that when Stephen had been persecuted to death,
因为很多人啊, 要丢石头啊，要把那个尸体碗打死， 他们把外衣脱掉。 放在旁边啊，保罗替他们在看守衣服哎。
Because when people were trying to stone Stephen to death, they had to take off their outer clothing, and Paul was standing there to watch over the clothes for the people.
尸体完被打死的时候，他那个时候也很高兴哎。
And when Stephen was stoned to death, Paul was actually rejoicing.
但是当时啊，教会大家同心合意，为着这个受逼迫啊祷告。
But at the time, the church was working very hard to pray for those who were being persecuted.
所以保罗要去抓拿基督徒的时候，神就用荣光照他，他就扑倒在地上。
So that when Paul was about to persecute more Christians, and God had shined His light on him, and he had fallen to the ground.
那个声音说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And the voice had said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
保罗说：“你是谁呀？”
And Paul had said, "Who are you?"
那声音说：“我就是你。” 逼迫的耶稣,
and the voice has said that I am Jesus who you have.
你现在进城里面去,
you need to enter the city now.
有人会把我所要你做的事情告诉你。
There is one who will tell you of the things that I would like to speak to you.
保罗那个时候才醒过来啊。
It was not until that time when Paul had
哇，原来耶稣就是那位神啊。
That actually Jesus is that God.
原来我逼迫教会就是逼迫耶稣啊。
That actually, even though I have, that the church I have been persecuted has been persecuting.
所以神叫一个门徒叫亚拿尼亚。
And so God had allowed a disciple named Ananias.
说兄弟保罗啊。
To say brother Paul.
在路上你所碰到的耶稣叫我来。
The Jesus that you have met on the path has called me here.
啊，要为你祷告，让你得医治。
To pray for you so that you can be healed.
所以他一帮助祷保罗祷告啊，他眼睛就本来瞎掉，又看见了。
that when Ananias had prayed for Paul, and Paul who had been
blinded,
could see again, and he was also filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后亚拿尼亚就告诉他。
And that Ananias told him.
神拣选你啊，就是要你做他的器皿。
God has chosen you so that you can be His vessel.
要把神的道啊。 还要把它传到非犹太人的地方去
And to preach the word of God to places where Gentiles are
所以本来一个逼迫教会的人 突然间变成一个竭力啊 为耶稣争辩的人啊
So for someone who was actually persecuting the church at first has now become a servant of Jesus
所以我们看到说神就是这样啊把恩典的门啊把它打开了
So we could see that God is like this and He will open the gate of the gospel.
We need
to pray for ours and our brothers and sisters' spirituality.
Let's look at Psalm
119,
verse 33.
Verse 33. 主啊，求你将你的律例指教我，我必遵守到底。34节。34。求你使我悟性，我便遵守你的律法，且要一心遵守。35节。35。求你叫我遵行你的命令，因为这是我所喜乐的。36节。36。求你使我的心趋向你的法度。
不要趋向不义之财，37节。37。求你叫我转眼不看虚假，又叫我在你的道中生活。这诗篇的作者啊，在祷告神。So
the author of this psalm is praying to God.
求神让我们啊，能从内心里面啊，来遵守神的命令。And
ask God that He may keep His law out of His heart.
虽然我们很喜乐了，但是有时候啊，神的道我们行不出来，没有力量。
Even though we are joyful, but it is hard for us to have the strength to obey God's law.
求神啊，让我们喜爱神的命令，爱能够彻底的把它遵行。
So we ask God to allow us to understand and to completely observe the law.
让我们生活在神的恩道当中啊。
So that we can live in God's word.
所以我们要为我们自己本身的灵性啊,
so
来祷告。
We need to pray for our own spirituality.
我们来看诗篇十九篇。
Let's now look at Psalm 19.
12节。
Verse 12.
诗篇十九篇的十二节。
Psalm 19 verse 12。
十二节。
Verse 12。
谁能够知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。十三节。
13。
求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这个罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。14节。
14。
神是我的磐石，我的救赎主，我用我口中的言语，心中的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。这个都是为我们的灵性祷告。
So this is all to pray for our spirituality.
求神帮助我们呢，在灵性上不断的成长，达到成圣完全。
And we ask God to continue to increase our spirituality so that we can pursue towards a complete spirituality.
所以求神保守我们的身心呢。
So we ask that God can protect and guard our bodies and heart.
说让我们呢，不管是嘴巴所讲的话、所做的事情，或者是心中的心思意念。
So that whether it is the words of our mouth or acts or the meditation of our heart.
都能够完全呢，没有错误，能够得到神的悦纳。
It can all be blameless and be accepted by God.
有时候我们有时候犯了一些错误啊，我们自己本身不知道。
There are times when we have made some mistakes, but we ourselves do not know it.
所以这个叫做隐而未现的过失。
And these are when we are innocent of great transgression.
因为神是公义的神啊，对就对，不对就不对。
But God is a righteous God, and what is right, and incorrect is incorrect.
虽然你犯错了，但是你不知道。
Even though you have made some mistakes, but you do not know.
神如果要跟你计较啊，你也是要受惩罚的。
But if God would like to judge you, then you will be punished.
啊，但是这个我们不是故意犯的罪啊，说神啊，求你能够怜悯饶恕我。
But because we did not mean to make this mistake, so we have to ask God to forgive us.
啊，有时候我们不注意的时候啊，有时候讲话得罪神，或做了一些啊神不喜悦的事情。
Or there are times when we have made mistakes and done something that God would not delight in.
所以我们在祷告的时候啊，就神啊，求你能够保守我啊。如果我有这样的事情啊，你要事先拦阻我，让我不要犯这样的罪。
In our prayer, we need to ask God and tell Him to please forgive us so that we would not commit these sins anymore.
而我就不会犯大罪来得罪神了。
And then I would not commit a greater sin to sin against God.
所以大卫啊，这样的祷告我觉得很重要。
I think that this type of prayer from David is very important.
他有一次啊，因为受到拿巴的羞辱。
Because one time when he was humiliated by Nabal.
他带了400个人啊，说把刀带着。
He had brought 400 men and told them to bring their swords.
说啊，那花束说啊，到了明天啊，如果我没有把那个拿巴家的所有男丁杀掉的话。愿神降华给我。
And swore that if by the next day I was not able to kill all of the men in the house of Nabal.
有时候他们要杀人，还要发誓。
Then may God punish me. And actually, there were times when they were going to kill people that they still had to.
后来神呐、啊，借着那个拿巴家的一个仆人。
And God had used one of the servants from the house of Nabal.
告诉亚比该说、啊，我们的主人呐、啊，得罪了大卫。
To tell Abigail that our master has committed a great sin.
你要赶快想办法。
Their master has committed a great sin.
不然的话，我们可能全家都要遭殃了。
You need to think of a solution, otherwise your entire house will be in danger.
亚比该尔就带了很多食物啊，去向大卫赔罪啊。
And Abigail was able to bring much food and to offer them for David.
啊，后来大卫才说，哇，神借着你来阻挡我。
And then David has said that God had used you to stop me.
不然的话，你们全家的男丁啊，可能没有剩下一个。
Otherwise, perhaps all the men in the house of Nabal.
啊，当然，这个大卫那时候可能也很气呀、啊，啊，一时冲动起来啊，啊，想要报复。
Maybe it was because at the time David was feeling so angry that he wanted to seek revenge.
啊，那个他祷告说啊，有时候啊。我们想要犯一些任意妄为的罪啊，就神求神阻挡我们。
But David has written in his psalm that if there are times when I have wanted to commit sins, please may the Lord stop me.
让我们不要犯大罪来得罪神。
so that I would not commit these great sins against God.
我们常常要为我们自己本身的灵性祷告。
So we need to often pray for our spirituality.
让我们有属灵的智慧，知道神的旨意。
So that we can have spiritual wisdom to understand the will of God.
让我们有属灵的美德，把神的道行出来。
So that we can have the spiritual values and be able to live and carry out.
让我们有属灵的力量来过得胜的生活。
So that we can have the spiritual strength to be able to live a victorious life. So this is a goal that we should have in prayer.
祷告的第三个目的就是颂赞感谢神。
The third purpose of prayer is to praise and thank God.
就我们生活当中啊, 神给我们很多的恩典呢。
Because truly in our life, God has given us many blessings.
所以我们应当啊, 晓得祷告神。
We need to know to pray to God.
颂赞神的恩惠,
and praise the grace of God.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Let's look at Psalm 108.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇第一节第二节。
Psalm 103 verses 1 and 2.
我的心啊, 你要称颂神, 凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。第二节。
Verse 2.
我的心啊, 你要称颂神, 不可忘记他的一切恩惠。第三节。
Verse 3.
他赦免你的一切罪孽, 医治你的一切疾病。第四节。
Verse 4.
他救赎你的命, 脱离死亡, 用仁爱和慈悲, 做你的冠冕。第五节。
Verse 5.
他用美物使你所愿的得以诸足, 以致你如鹰返老还童。 他会讲到说啊, 我们要常常告诉我们自己的心啊, 常常要感谢颂赞神。
So David has written that we need to often tell our hearts that we need to thank God.
因为在这里谈到啊, 神给我们很多很多的恩惠。
Because here is written that God has given us many grace and
blessings. 第一个是赏赐万物给我们享用。
The first is to give us everything for us to enjoy.
我们今天生活当中所需要的东西啊, 都是神创造, 神赐给我们的。
Today, in all the things that we have in our daily life, it was all given by God.
哪一个人呢, 来到世界是带来一些东西来的。
Is there anyone who has come to the world bringing things?
我们是空手来到世界。
We have come to this world empty-handed.
但是我们生活当中所有的都是神给我们预备, 神赐给我们的。
But there are all of the things in the world that God has given to us to enjoy.
所以我们要常常感谢神给我们的一些赏赐恩惠。
So we need to often thank God for the grace that He has given us.
第二个说啊, 要感谢神啊, 医治我们的一切疾病。
It also writes that we need to thank God for healing us of our diseases.
因为我们人啊, 带着肉体啊, 很容易生病的。
Because as humans with our flesh, we may often become ill.
啊, 但是在病痛当中啊, 当然我们可以找医生啊, 啊, 更重要都是神医治我们呢。
And of course, in our illnesses, we can see for doctors, but what is most important is for God to heal us.
因为神如果不让我们活下去啊, 医生也没有办法的。
Because if God would not like us to live, then doctors cannot let us live.
你看有的人啊, 虽然小病啊, 有的人上吊生命了。
And there are some people who have lost their lives just from a very small, insignificant illness.
但是有时候我们遇到很重的疾病, 主耶稣又让我们活得好好的。
But then there are times when we have encountered a very severe illness and we are still healed by God.
因为这是主的恩典啊。
Because this is the grace of the Lord.
我们遇到什么疾病, 我们是祷告神。
Whatever type of illness we face, then we should pray to God.
神赐给我们健康啊, 我们就更要感谢神。
God has blessed us with health, so we need to thank Him.
哦, 前几天啊, 我去访问了一个姐妹。
A few days ago, I went to visit a sister.
她说啊, 其实啊, 我觉得我们啊, 能够平安啊, 我们就是一种很大的恩典。
And she said that I feel when there is peace in our life, then that is already a great blessing.
你看那个医院里面住了多少人啊?
If you look at all the people who are in the hospital,
啊, 那个病人啊, 自己病痛痛苦, 他家人跟着琢磨,
the patients are suffering and so are their families.
所以我们今天啊, 有一个健康的身体啊, 这是很大的恩典, 我们要感谢神。
So today, just the fact that we have our health is something that we should thank God for.
再来说他赦免我们一切的罪孽。
And God also forgives all of our iniquities.
说神没有按照我们的罪过待我们。
And God do not lead us with our.
因为我们如果按照我们所做的过犯呢、啊，神要跟我们计较的话，我们没有一个人可以在神的面前站立得住的。
Because if God wanted to judge us according to all of our iniquities, no one could stand firm in front of Him.
好像人啊，在那个高压线之下，你一烧就烧掉了。
For example, for someone who is standing under the telephone poles, it's very dangerous.
所以旧约圣经里面说，人不可以见神，人见到神会死掉。
So it is written that it is very difficult for a man to simply see God because he would die.
因为人没有办法见神，因为人不完全啊，有罪。
Because man is not complete and man has sins.
啊，但是我们现在啊，主耶稣把我们的罪啊，把我们赦免了。
But now, because Jesus has remisses of our
sins, 我们可以到神的面前跟神啊很亲密的相交。
That we can come before God and have a very intimate communion with Him.
而且呢，我们可以住在神里面呢、啊，啊，以神为我们的喜乐，我们的满足。
Because we can have God live in us and be our joy and our fulfillment.
所以我们一切的过犯呢、啊，神把我们带到很远呢、啊，神不跟我们计较。
And so that for many of our transgressions, God has taken them away and does not dispute over them.
所以我们要感谢神赦免我们的一切罪孽。
So we need to thank God for forgiving us of our sins.
还要感谢神啊，留下我们的生命。
We also need to thank God for keeping our life.
事实上，我们今天能够活着就是恩典。
And today, just the fact that we are alive is a blessing.
你看，我们从小到大。
If you just think about from childhood to now,
我们所发生的、所碰到的危险有多少？
How many dangers have we encountered?
有的孩子在妈妈的肚子里面就离世了。
There are some children who died just in their mother's womb.
有的孩子啊，出生不久就离世了。
There are some children who have been born for not long and they die.
啊，即使我们人很软弱。
Humans are actually very
weak. 因为我们好像瓦器一样。
Because we are like vessels.
一个花瓶啊，掉在地上一碰啊，就脆掉了。
A vase that breaks onto the floor will completely break.
我们人很脆弱啊，有时候不堪一击哦。
And humans are also very weak, and it is hard for us to sustain certain encounters.
我前天到那个惠城那边去看一个老人家。
Two days ago, I went to Philadelphia area to visit an elderly.
啊，因为他的儿子啊，跟我们在伊丽莎白的弟兄认识。
And because his son knows a brother from Elizabeth Church.
两个老人家哦，因为最近发生车祸。
And the two elderly people because they had they were in a car.
他说在那个好像圆环的地方。
It was like a circle.
啊，可能下雨了，说对方啊有一部车子、啊、开了以后啊，就是没有办法刹车，就冲过来了。
It was raining, so the other driver was not able to completely stop and
got in the circle.
And their car was also in the way, so they there was a collision.
啊，前面两个人都轻伤。
The people in the two people in the front only had light injuries. 后面这个
老太太啊，跟她先生的妹妹啊，两个坐在后面，而且他们都系上安全带。
And this elderly woman who is sitting with the youngest sister of her husband were sitting in the back and they both had their seatbelts on.
那个比较年轻的那个太太啊，啊就不久就死掉了。
The younger lady passed away not long after the accident.
啊，另外这个啊，就是我们弟兄朋友的妈妈，八十几岁啊，啊就昏迷。
And this elderly woman who was 80 some years old, she became unconscious.
因为她那个脑部啊震动很厉害。
Because she had suffered a great concussion.
所以在医院医治一段时间以后就转院了，说这个要长期照顾。
So after she was sent to the hospital, to the emergency room, then the hospital has said that she needed to be transferred.
照医生的讲法是要醒过来不容易了。
Be taken care of for a long period of time, and the doctor has said that it would be difficult for her.
他那个呼吸的管道如果把它拿掉，很可能很快就离开了。
To regain consciousness, and if the doctor had removed the breathing.
但是他们家人哦，就舍不得了。
It'd be very difficult for her to live, but then her family members,
cannot. 我们人真的很脆弱啊！你看一撞，他不是撞到，是撞到前面的车子，他们坐在后座，他就是撞一下子，他脑部都出问题了。
truly, men are very fragile, that in a car accident such as that, even though they were not even sit in the front seat, they had suffered a great concussion.
有的时候啊, 稍微一撞哦, 有的脑部啊, 就好像豆腐摔在地上一样呢。
Sometimes when there's just a slight impact, then the brain is like tofu.
所以我们啊, 虽然遇到很多的危险、患难、不平安, 那神保守我们, 留下我们的生命, 这是很大的恩典。
So even though there are different difficulties or dangers that we have faced throughout our lives, just the fact that we are alive now is a great blessing from God.
所以我们每天能够活着，能够享受神所赐的恩典，我们就要从内心里面不断的感谢神。
So every day that we are alive and can enjoy God's blessings is a reason for us to thank God.
啊，这也是我们祷告的一个目标，就颂赞神的恩。
And so this is the purpose of prayer to praise and thank God.
最后一个啊, 祷告的目的就是悔改认罪。
And the last purpose in prayer is to repent.
我们看罗马书一章。
And let's look at Romans chapter 1.
18节。 罗马书一章18节。
Romans 1 verse 18.
一章18节。
1 verse
18. 说原来神的愤怒 从天上显在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些啊行不义、阻挡真理的人。所以神是公义的神呐。God
is a righteous God.
我们在美国啊，遇到一些基督徒的朋友。In
the United States, I've encountered some friends who are Christians.
那当然，他们都讲啊，神是慈爱的啦，你做什么事情啊，都没有关系啦，神都会赦免你。And
they would say that God is merciful and loving, and whatever it is that you do, God will forgive you.
那我们知道，神是慈爱的神，没有错。那神也是公义的神。We
know that God is a merciful God, but He is also a just and righteous God.
他是是非善恶啊，非常显明的神。He
discerns between right and wrong very clearly.
因为他是圣洁忌邪的神。
Because he is a pure and holy God.
所以啊, 人因为犯罪啊, 所以就常常在神的愤怒之下。
Because men often sin, so they are under the wrath of God.
所以为什么人在生活当中啊, 人生当中有很多的苦。 人生当中有很多的苦难。
In life, there are many bitterness and sufferings for men.
所以告诉我们这就是罪的缘故。
And the Bible has told us that this is because of sin.
因为罪进到世界，所以地就长出荆棘来。
Because sin had entered the world and the thorns had started to grow.
所以人生就要劳苦满面。
So that life would be full of labor.
啊, 人生啊, 有很多的泛滥。 虚空就临到,
and there are many sufferings in the world, and there's also vanity.
当然，主耶稣的救恩啊, 临到我们, 就是把我们从这个苦难当中、罪当中把我们救赎出来。
And of course, the fact because the salvation of Jesus has arrived, and it is to take us away from these sufferings.
所以洗礼就是要来除掉我们一切的罪。
So that baptism is for the remission of sins.
所以让我们的跟罪，我们的罪身啊灭绝。
So that we can be apart from the sinful.
我们的罪人、旧人跟耶稣同钉十字架。
And that the sinner that we were could be crucified together.
然后把它埋葬掉了。
And be buried.
从水里上来就是一个复活的新人。
And when we rise again from the water, then we have become a new man.
所以这个洗礼啊。 受罪之恩啊, 这是很大的福气。
So baptism for the remission of sins, this is a very great blessing.
我们真教会里面的确有这个受罪之恩。
And in the true church, there is this blessing for
remission
of sins.
主耶稣的宝血要洁净我们。
And the precious blood of Christ is going to
把我们过去的所有的罪案、罪行全部涂抹掉。
So that all of the sins and transgressions we had in the past are going to be forgiven.
所以说，在耶稣基督里面的就是一个新人呐。
So that when we are in Christ and we have become a
new man, 就是过了, 一切都更新了,
the old has passed and everything has been renewed.
所以我们领受了新生命, 我们就有新的盼望, 所以就过着新的生活。
When we have received this new life, we have a new hope.
所以在明文上啊, 神称我们是圣徒。
And so spiritually, we are his holy disciples.
那我们要不断地努力追求达到完全成圣的目的。
And we need to continue to strive to become truly holy.
那我们带着肉体啊，我们在追求的过程当中啊，难免有一些过患。
Because we are still also in the flesh, so there are times when we will still have some transgressions.
所以《约翰一书》里面就告诉我们呢，要常常在神的面前呢来认罪悔改。
So in 1 John, it is written that we need to often come before God and repent.
我们看《约翰一书》的第一章第八节。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 8.
一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里呢。第九节。
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们早期的教会啊，刚开始的时候，他们不，教会教说不必念祈祷文。
In the early times of our church, it was said that we did not have to read the Lord's Prayer.
因为祈祷文里面说，求神赦免我们的罪，好像我们赦免别人的罪债一样。
Because in the Lord's Prayer it says, "Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors."
那时候早期有些工人认为说，我们都已经受洗了，我们没有罪了，怎么还要祷告求神赦免我们的罪？
And at the time, there were workers who said that now that we have received baptism, we are sinless. So why do we have to say that we are?
事实上啊,
we need our sins to be forgiven.
我们虽然过去的罪案罪行, 主耶稣把我们赦免。
Actually, even though our sins in the past, they have been forgiven by Jesus.
但是实际上我们的心思意念行为啊, 常常还是得罪神的。
But in our heart and in our action, we still often sin against God.
所以我们还是要继续的祷告认罪悔改。
So we still need to pray and to ask God to forgive us.
求神把我们的罪过借着他保险继续洗干净。
We need to still ask God to use His precious blood to wash away our sins.
所以我们洗礼一次啊，我们一辈子有功效的。
So even though for the baptism that we just perform once, it is effective for our entire life.
我们有过患就继续祷告神，求神怜悯赦罪。
If we have further transgressions, then we need to repent to God.
当然，这个是主的那个不至于死的罪了。
Of course, this is discussing sins that will not lead to death.
有一些罪啊是没有办法进神的国的，那叫做至于死的罪。
Because there are some mortal sins to the point where it cannot.
那个还是要向神祷告悔改啊，啊，至于神要不要赦免，那是个人跟神之间的关系啦。
You would still have to repent and pray to God for forgiveness, but whether or not you are forgiven depends on this personal relationship between you and God.
但是我们生活当中啊，有很多的过患或隐而未现的过失，我们要求神怜悯饶恕。
But in our life, there are still mistakes that we make or transgressions that we have, and we need to repent to God.
我们诚心的祷告，神会赦免。
If we truly pray with our honest heart, then God will forgive us.
啊，所以在 箴言里面说啊，如果一人遮掩罪过，没有办法得到亨通。
And it is written in Proverbs that if someone tries to cover their sins and they still cannot achieve communion.
承认离弃罪过的会蒙怜恤。
But only those who admit their sins and repent are those who will be forgiven.
我们要常常为自己、为我们的家人、为弟兄姊妹啊，常常互相代祷，求主饶恕赦免。
We need to often intercede for each other and for our brothers and sisters, for our families, so that God may forgive us of our sins.
我们看雅各书五章十六节。
Let's look at James chapter 5, verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5, verse 16.
五章十六节。
5, verse 16.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。 一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。这里讲到要彼此认罪，互相代求。
So here it says to confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another.
所以在神的面前呢，我们诚心坦然，我们有错了，我们求神饶恕赦免我们。
So in front of God, we need to be honest and to admit our sins and repent.
我们一个人啊，犯错啊，就是跟神之间的关系啊，有距离。
If we have committed mistakes, then we have created a distance between us and God.
所以要紧的就是重建我们人跟神之间的关系。
What is important is to reestablish that relationship between us and God.
因为按照圣经里面说啊，当我们有过犯的时候，魔鬼会在神的面前控告。
John has written that when we have made mistakes and the relationship there's a distance between us and God, then Satan will try to call out.
好像撒迦利亚书第三章里面说
，Like what is written in Zechariah chapter 3.
有一个大祭司叫做耶稣亚。
There is a great priest, a high priest.
他穿了一件肮脏的衣服。
He was wearing a blemished.
所以撒旦就站着跟他作对。控告他。
So Satan was trying to accuse him.
后来天使啊就帮忙啊，把耶稣亚那个污秽的衣服把它脱掉。
And then God had allowed angels to go to take off this blemished robe.
让他穿上一件华美的衣服。
So that he could wear a beautiful robe.
啊，这个污秽的衣服啊，就表示啊人的罪。
And the blemishes on this robe represent the sins of men.
耶稣亚是他们要回来重建圣殿的大祭司。
Joshua is the high priest for the people to rebuild the temple.
因为他是整个百姓的代表。
Because he is a representative of the people.
可能不是他自己本身的错，是代表以色列人的罪。
It is perhaps not his own mistakes, but that he is representing all the sins of the people.
所以他们要完成神给他们的工作啊！既然有罪过的话，魔鬼会控告。
But then if they were trying to rebuild God's temple, but they still had blemishes, then Satan would...
没有办法荣耀神啊，没有办法完成神托付的使命。
Because they are not able to obey God and to complete his mission.
所以要先把那个脏衣服脱掉，换上华美的衣服。
So they need to first get rid of the dirty robe and replace it with a glorious robe.
就是要有圣洁的言行，才有资格来服侍神。
Because only when you have speech and actions that are holy and pure can you serve God.
以赛亚先知啊，要开始工作之前啊，他看到一个异象。
Before Prophet Isaiah had began to work, he saw a vision.
他说看到有一个啊，看到主耶稣啊，他的衣服啊，看到神的衣服啊，啊从天上啊一直垂下来。
He saw the garment from the Lord that was falling.
啊。啊、然后他发现自己呀、嘴唇不洁，而且生活在不洁净的人当中。
And he had discovered that his tongue was unclean, and he was living among people who were unclean.
啊，他看到有天使啊，侍立在神的面前，在服侍神，他们都非常圣洁尊贵的。
He saw that there were angels serving God, and they were all very pure and holy.
啊，所以他发现自己的不洁净啊，他说：“糟糕了，我会被灭掉，被杀掉了。
He noticed how unclean he was, so he felt that he would surely perish.
因为他知道自己的罪孽。
Because he knew of his own sins.
啊，然后后来有一个天使啊，从那个祭坛那边呐、啊，拿一个火炭呐、啊，就是红色的火炭，夹着来沾他的嘴唇，把那个污秽啊，把它除掉。
But there was an angel who had came to Isaiah and put in his hand a live coal so that he could put it onto his tongue.
所以有时候我们说啊，圣经里面说我们有时候觉得我们有很多的异行啊，行很多的好事。
So there are times when we can see from the Bible there are people who have committed good deeds.
而是我们认为自己的异行在神来看呢、啊，说好像一件污秽的衣服一样。
Or for us when we feel like as if we have committed many good deeds, but actually in the eyes of God we are still wearing a blemished
robe. 所以人有很多很多的缺点呢、啊，人没有资格来服侍神。
Man has many shortcomings that it is very difficult for us to serve.
所以我们要先求神呢、啊，饶恕我们的过犯。
So we need to first ask God to forgive us.
这样我们服侍神啊，撒旦才不会控告。
So that when we are serving God, Satan would not try to.
我们的服侍才能够蒙神悦纳。
So our servitude could be could be something that God delighted.
所以当那个耶稣，哎，当以赛亚把那个污秽除掉了以后啊，神才悦纳他。
So it was only after Isaiah had gotten rid of this shortcoming that God could accept him.
才呼召他，来为神做工。
So that God could call him to work for him.
我们有人呢，有时候做错事了以后啊，往往就希望说做一些工作来弥补自己。
Sometimes we might feel that after we have made some mistakes, we will try to do other things to
事实上这是不是很正确的观念呢?
Replace the mistakes that we have taken.
我们错了以后啊，第一个先要切实的认罪悔改。
This is actually not the right mindset because the first thing that we should do right after we have committed mistakes is to repent.
要重建我们人跟神之间的关系。
We need to reestablish a relationship between us and God.
因为这个工作你如果没有确实的做啊，你的服事神不会悦纳。
Because if you do not honestly do this work for God, then He will not accept it.
人如果没有确实的悔改啊，他将来还会继续犯错。
If man does not truly repent, then he will continue to make the same mistakes.
扫罗王为什么后来被神弃绝掉？
Why was it that in the end King Saul was forsaken by God?
因为他错了以后啊，他一直啊，要人来抬举他。
Because after he had made the mistakes, he still wanted people to exalt him.
他根本没有确实悔改的心。
He did not have a heart of true repentance.
他说后来说神再给他一个机会。
So that in the end, even though God gave him another opportunity,
结果在第二次还是照样失败。
In the second time, he still failed.
如果说我们有了错啊，没有彻底的悔改。
If we have made mistakes and we did not completely repent,
啊，那个真的会造成我们真正的致命伤。
Then that will truly be a fatal blow to us.
因为有的人认为说没有关系啊，我还是可以继续服侍神呐。
Because some people will feel that it is all right and I can continue to serve.
有时候对自己的罪就不敏感。
And they are not sensitive to their own sins.
啊，最后有时候神就最后的结果就会被弃绝掉。
And so, the result is that God will forsake them.
我们看到大卫同样犯错。
We could see that David had also made mistakes.
但是大卫在神的面前呢，就是彻底的真正的悔改。
But in front of God, David completely repented.
他在神的面前的痛悔啊，把他的错误都写成诗歌啊。
He was very bitter when he was repenting, and he had written his thoughts into songs.
他说：“神啊，你一定要饶恕赦免我的过犯。”
And he has said that God, you must forgive me of my trespasses.
他完全把我涂抹掉。
And completely erase it.
因为我的罪啊，常常呈现在我面前。
Because my sins are often presented in my
way. 因为我大大得罪你。
Because I've greatly sinned against you.
亵渎了你的名。
I have
你如果要我怎么献祭，怎么服侍你，我都可以。
I have made a blemish in your name, and whatever it is you would like me to do, I will.
但是我知道你不是喜欢这个事的。
But I know that you do not delight in this.
你所需要的就是忧伤痛悔的心灵。
You need a heart that is truly bitter.
为自己的罪啊，真正彻彻底底的悔改。
And so I am completely repenting.
从失败当中重新回头，跟神建立关系，这才是最重要的。
From the failures to return and to reestablish our relationship with God.
所以我们在祷告啊，就是常常要是反省检讨我们自己。
In prayer, we need to often reflect about ourselves.
我们的生活行为能够让神悦纳吗？
Do our acts in our lives are they delighted by God?
我们的侍奉神喜悦吗？
And our offerings, is God delighted in them?
如果说我们没有反省我们自己，我们只是想做工啊，有时候我们越亲近神，反而对自己不利啊。
If we do not reflect upon these mistakes and we just continue to try to serve God, then this is actually detrimental to us.
亚拿尼亚如果不奉献，可能不会死掉嘞。
If Ananias did not make those offerings, perhaps he would not die.
亚伦的儿子如果不献祭，可能他也会留下生命。
If the sons of Aaron did not offer the sacrifice, perhaps they would still die.
但是神要亲近他的人呐，要在他亲近他的人身上显为圣。
Because God would like those who like to draw near to Him to also be holy.
所以我们要成为一个圣洁尊贵的器皿呐，才能够得神重用。
We need to be a holy vessel in order to be used by God.
所以要先反省检讨，洁净我们自己。
We need to reflect upon our actions and to repent.
我们来唱诗405首。
Let's sing Hymn 405.